Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
4-H Club of Jamaica to host National Achievement Day with focus on entrepreneurship in agriculture. Stay with us to find out more, and later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Twyla Whelan. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers. The 4-H Club of Jamaica will be celebrating this year's National Achievement Day under the theme Agropreneurship, the Gateway to Sustainable Development. The National Achievement Day is a culmination of the 4-H Club's individual parish achievement days across the island, where winners from the various parish events compete for overall prizes. Director of Field Services and Economic Development, Jamaica 4-H Club, Garfield Ewart, says there will also be displays showcasing technology in agriculture and youth involvement in the sector.
This year also, as usual, we will be establishing partnership with various stakeholders, other government agencies, to have educational displays, because we're hoping that the event will be a one-stop event for persons who are out trying to source different services.
Each parish display will highlight agro-processing items and project works. This year's staging will also feature the new 4-H Opportunity Zone, highlighting the different programs of 4-H clubs. Mr. Ewart says this includes the Youth Entrepreneurship Program being implemented across the island, as well as the scholarship program.
We are one of the largest providers of scholarship, especially to kids. And this year, we, in the Opportunity Zone, we will be highlighting our Raya Tinto scholarship program. Also, this year, our School Guard program, I think it is a very important program. And we are also partnering with the Ministry of MICAF to see how we can have School Guard contributing to the breakfast program.
The event is set for the Denby Showgrounds in Clarendon, starting today, Wednesday, April 25, and culminating Friday, April 28. All days are open to the public, with the first 2 days featuring judging of the competitive events and the final day showcasing all the exhibitors, official ceremony, and judging of the agro-technology competition. While entry on the first 2 days is free, on the final day, the entrance fee for adults will be $200 and for children, $100.
Hoping that parents will take the opportunity to come out to support their children in this regard. Gates open as early as 8 because we will be facilitating our exhibitors coming in to set up, and patrons can come as early as possible to view and to relax and to be entertained and to be informed about the Jamaica 4-H Club.
Director of Field Services and Economic Development, Jamaica 4-H Club, Garfield Ewart. The event is expected to wrap up at 5 p.m. to facilitate 4-H Club members who live out of parish. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Kitchen dresser fall down, maga dog laugh. When a kitchen cupboard falls, skinny dogs laugh. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica Statin is conducting a household expenditure survey and needs your help. Save your receipts for items such as groceries, bills, clothing, and more to help interviewers collect data on spending habits of Jamaicans. The data will be used to update the Consumer Price Index used to measure inflation in the economy. Your information will be kept confidential. Look out for interviewers coming to your community soon. For more information, call Statin at 630-1600 or visit statinja.gov.jm. The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is to come upon unexpected good fortune. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Twyla Whelan for producer and Jewy James Sawyers. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, we invite you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.